I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful, and this is What's What. We've been fighting a while to keep AM on the dial, especially when you buy a new car. Some of the newer vehicles don't even have FM, so you have to pay no matter what to get radio with human voices. These are generally EVs, or electric vehicles, and are base level. So they're going for an entry-level consumer while not allowing that entry-level consumer to not pay for the addition of broadcast radio. But let's not forget about the audience going for AM radio still. The local radio newsletter reports you can make money off this demographic. They report there's been a change from the 50-plus crowd. And more good news for those of us humans who use our voices to make a living. They say as there's more AI-generated content pumped out, many mature folks want good old-fashioned local brick-and-mortar media for accountability. People tend to trust real local voices. Go figure. I always thought the robot sound was a major turnoff myself. Even on SiriusXM's Lithium channel, they've been using a robot voice for imaging forever. I can't even listen. While some of that music is from my day, as the kids say, every time that voice comes on, I'm out of there. While the corporate overlords may think it's great to save money because they can expend human positions, listeners don't appreciate it. Those are their friends and community members. According to Google, anyway, a simple search will show you audio listeners and streamers relate to humans over phony voices. As a matter of fact, our client, the University of Florida's Journalism and Communications Department, studied whether people could discern human from AI. Students and scholars used a short weather forecast and polled other college students online. Their results showed a human newscaster felt more credible than the robot. They did the same with newscasts and got the same response, but did say both were found to be highly credible. Remember, this past story is not for air. The next five are separated out into voicers and in one newscast and are free for you to play on your podcast or radio station. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Have you ever watched a cat climb a curtain or wall? What about the fall? A study in Japan by a veterinary physiologist checked out the various segments of cats' spines while, get this, dropping them onto cushions around 3 feet up. Researchers say the upper spine in the cats studied were quite flexible and the lower spine was stiffer and heavier. The New York Times reports this harkens back to known theories that cats can extend and retract their back legs so they can twist their spines and land gracefully. A cafe chain in Europe is doing good. Brownies and Downies has several locations across the Netherlands and one in Belgium. They have over 1,000 people working there with Down syndrome, cooking and serving. They call themselves the nicest lunch cafe and say, quote, working with diverse people brings out the best in people. A special ed teacher is the brains behind the idea, working with a chef for 16 years to help folks with disabilities find opportunities where they can learn new skills and gain job experience in the hospitality industry. Forgive and forget, not so fast. A recent study says while it's often hard to forgive a person who's harmed you, it can be better for you personally if you do so. It's obviously also great for the other person. Researchers spoke to over 200,000 people in 23 countries over a one-year period to follow up after the hurt and forgiveness occurred. The study published in SciPost says those who forgave had better psychological and social well-being outcomes like more optimism, sense of life purpose, and greater relationship satisfaction. Who doesn't love a sauna? Well, many people actually, but the U.S. sauna industry is having a moment. In Finland, it's a regular tool to stave off stress, improve wellness, boost blood circulation, and be in community. PBS reports the sauna market, will grow by over $100 million over the next 7 years. It makes sense that places that are colder are seeing the trend skyrocket. Minnesota, for example, has been jokingly referred to as the sauna capital of North America. Here's a topic for us radio folks, especially morning drivers. Sleep. We need our sleep and sometimes only get 6 hours if we're lucky. Research shows people getting 5 to 6 hours are 19% less productive than those who get the divine 7 to 8 hours. And worse off, those sleeping less than 5 are nearly 30% less productive. I feel that. If you're in the not very productive range, research has shown tasks where you need to focus, think deeply, or problem solve are a lot harder. It can be seen as somebody who's had a couple of beers if you sleep less than 6 hours, or 5 beers if you sleep 4 hours or less. Yikes. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an Earful. Have you ever watched a cat climb a curtain or wall? What about the fall? A study in Japan by a veterinary physiologist checked out the various segments of cats' spines while, get this, dropping them onto cushions around 3 feet up. Researchers say the upper spine in the cats studied were quite flexible and the lower spine was stiffer and heavier. The New York Times reports this harkens back to known theories that cats can extend and retract their back legs so they can twist their spines and land gracefully. I'm Leslie Lotto. A cafe chain in Europe is doing good. Brownies and Downies has several locations across the Netherlands and one in Belgium. They have over 1,000 people working there with Down syndrome, cooking and serving. They call themselves the nicest lunch cafe and say, quote, working with diverse people brings out the best in people. A special ed teacher is the brains behind the idea, working with a chef for 16 years to help folks with disabilities find opportunities where they can learn new skills and gain job experience in the hospitality industry. I'm Leslie Lotto. Forgive and forget, not so fast. A recent study says while it's often hard to forgive a person who's harmed you, it can be better for you personally if you do so. It's obviously also great for the other person. Researchers spoke to over 200,000 people in 23 countries over a one-year period to follow up after the hurt and forgiveness occurred. The study published in SciPost says those who forgave had better psychological and social well-being outcomes, like more optimism, sense of life purpose, and greater relationship satisfaction. I'm Leslie Lotto. Who doesn't love a sauna? Well, many people actually, but the U.S. sauna industry is having a moment. In Finland, it's a regular tool to stave off stress, improve wellness, boost blood circulation, and be in community. PBS reports the sauna market will grow by over $100 million over the next 7 years. It makes sense that places that are colder are seeing the trend skyrocket. Minnesota, for example, has been jokingly referred to as the sauna capital of North America. I'm Leslie Lotto. Here's a topic for us radio folks, especially morning drivers. Sleep. We need our sleep and sometimes only get 6 hours if we're lucky. Research shows people getting 5 to 6 hours are 19% less productive than those who get the divine 7 to 8 hours. And worse off, those sleeping less than 5 are nearly 30% less productive. I feel that. If you're in the not very productive range, research has shown tasks where you need to focus, think deeply, or problem solve are a lot harder. It can be seen as somebody who's had a couple of beers if you sleep less than 6 hours, or 5 beers if you sleep 4 hours or less. Yikes. I'm Leslie Lotto.